Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Are you using your crystals as a crutch? Today, I want to talk about how to harness the power of crystals in their unique frequencies and how that can either hinder or advance our ways to manifest within our business. I'm Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie and your business coach. I'm the creator of the Evolution 10X Method, which combines cosmic law, brain science, and strategy to help you master your thoughts, uplevel your consciousness, and create the life of your dreams through helping others heal, grow, and evolve. And today I want to dive into harnessing the power of crystals because it was one of the things that I misunderstood for so long. And I see the same thing happening with other amazing healers and business owners. Often I see struggling entrepreneurs leaning on crystals like a crutch instead of a powerful tool. And that's okay, because I totally get it. I've been there. My perception when I started using crystals was that they held the power to my success and my ability to manifest. I totally thought carrying citrine was going to create a new frequency inside of me that would manifest more money into my life. Boy, was I wrong. Y'all, it doesn't change things like that. That is not the way crystals work. So the first thing to understand about harnessing the frequency of crystals is that it's more about alignment than it is the crystal itself. So aligning our subconscious beliefs with the particular frequency of the crystal. So the crystal is not going to do us any good if our subconscious beliefs and the behaviors that we have around these beliefs does not change on a core level. So if your subconscious is continually telling you things like, you're not smart enough, you'll never grow a business, you're not doing it right, you're going to have to work hard and struggle to get success, and it most likely won't happen, then guess what? A crystal's not going to do you any good. It's not going to change that. We first must align our subconscious beliefs. That means reprogram our belief system to align with that in which we desire. And I enjoy talking about citrine because it's one of my favorite crystals, and it's all about money. And you all know I love talking about money, but I did not love talking about money when I was living in lack and scarcity. No matter how much I had, it was a very private thing for me, and I went through that struggle alone. And I want you to know, don't do that. Don't go through this struggle on your own, because there are women out there like me that have experienced extreme poverty and extreme wealth back to back, and it wasn't fun. And when I say back to back, I mean extreme wealth, extreme poverty, extreme wealth, extreme poverty. It was a roller coaster ride, and it almost killed me. You were not intended to go through any of this alone. We came to Earth for the relationships. And when you look at relationships with women like me, it's to help you evolve and grow out of the external struggles that we have in our life. So citrine is mostly associated with money, not just abundance, but particularly money, cash, cold hard cash. We love cold hard cash. That is what our society operates on, and we need it to survive in this universe. So I used to think that carrying citrine, wearing orange underwear in particular, because that is the root chakra, I believed that all of these things were going to help me get past my money blocks and bring more money into my life. It's absolutely not true. And if you have been doing these things and you're still struggling with money, you get what I'm saying. So what we must first do is create new beliefs and patterns within our subconscious, new neural pathways to support the frequency of money. And then it's going to enhance the frequency of our citrine, and we can operate in alignment and reinforce that neural pathway and begin to manifest more into our life. So you must first create the new beliefs on a core level that your success is inevitable, that there is no getting this wrong, that you are the powerful creator of your own life and you can manifest anything that you desire, including cash. You need to believe this on a core level. You need to embrace it and create new neural pathways in your subconscious to support this belief system. Because your subconscious thoughts, the ones that are running on autopilot without you even knowing it, not the thoughts that you think you're thinking, the ones that reside in your subconscious, those thoughts are what create your emotions. And it is through our emotions that we create frequency. And frequency is what we send out into the universe, and the universe gives us back that in which we sent out. And it has infinite possibilities to choose from. So when I talk about the difference between subconscious and conscious thoughts, this is frontal lobe activity where we believe that we are making our decisions from, where most people say affirmations and mantras from, and that is why they don't work. Our subconscious is what creates our frequency. This is what determines our success in life and in business. We must first reprogram that subconscious to align with that in which we want, and then everything will begin to flood in. Now, if you don't know how to reprogram your subconscious, that's exactly what I teach you inside the Evolution 10X method. This is permanent transformation, rapid transformation. If it is time for you to step into designing your life, then this is for you. I want you to know that you need to commit to your future. And your business is your future. So if you are tired of struggling, trying to get all these tools to work and not seeing any change, you must first change. You on the inside, your mind. You see, our mind is the most powerful tool that we have to create anything in which we desire. Our brain, our physical brain, it holds the key to your success. And it's not about learning more. It's not about another accolade or certification. It's about mastering your thoughts on a subconscious core level. Once you do that, citrine becomes magic. Crystals become magic. You're able to create in dream time, collapse timelines, and rapidly ascend into a new life, a new way of being, creating the success in your life and business that you always desired. So I want you to take a look at your approach and what your beliefs on a core level are around crystals, around oils, your altar, your rituals. Are you looking at them unknowingly as the key to creating that in which you desire? Because I did for a very long time and I didn't even know it. You are the power. And if you're telling yourself, yeah, I know that already. I am the power. But you are not getting what you want in life. Then most likely, you do not know it on a core level. Because there is a difference between understanding and knowing. When you understand something with your logical brain, It is much different than knowing it on a core level in your subconscious. Because when you know it, really know it, you can demonstrate it in your life, meaning you can get what you want in life with ease and flow. So if you're ready to commit to your future, then let's talk. Go to the show notes and book a call today. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.